Go.
Hey, is this Todd?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Todd, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing good. Got your registration online here. Is this a good time to talk?
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm some information that we have here on file. You're calling about Toddy Sowers LLC, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and that's an LLC, I'm assuming. How long have you guys been in business?
The restaurant's been there 30 years. I've owned it for 8 years.
Wow, that's awesome. And then is that at 24 Weavers Lane, Milton, Pennsylvania, 17847?
Yep.
Yep, okay. And do you guys have a website for the restaurant?
Yes, ma'am.
What is that?
Goodwill, www.goodwills, GoodWills restaurant.com.
.com. Alrighty. And that looks like about it. So we have a bunch of different programs. Kind of let me know what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
I'm trying to just get some capital to help me build my business further. I guess some working capital is what I'm looking for.
Okay. How much did you need?
Probably like 100,000.
Okay. Is that about how much you want or kind of how much you need? Do you know?
Like 100,000.
Okay.
I just opened another restaurant and it's kind of struggling a little bit. So I just need some working capital to help get us through this bumpy part of the year.
Okay. And as far as what you're going to use the money for, it's just mostly for cash flow and that sort of thing while you're kind of slow and just growing, or did you have
Yes,
maybe
ma'am.
some Do you have any marketing projects or things like that that you're looking
No, I'm just
to try out?
trying to for cash flow for right now to get us through this slow period.
Okay. Sounds good. How long ago did you open that up, you said? Like last year?
Last August we opened our new location.
Okay. How many locations do you guys have now? Is it just the two?
Just two of them.
Okay. So one's been around 30 years and one was just getting off the ground here, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's fantastic. When were you looking to bring on the capital?
Excuse me, ma'am.
When were you looking to bring on the money?
As soon as I can, if I could.
Okay. So pretty immediately. Okay. And then did you also need equipment or was it just the capital needs for right now?
I just need capital needs for right now.
Okay, sounds good. Just have a couple other questions to kind of see what you can qualify for. What do you guys do in sales last year?
One point, I think it was either 1.8 or 1.9 million.
Okay. 1.8, 1.9. And is the, let's see here. So you have two restaurants under that same LLC, is that right? Or is it under separate businesses?
Under separate businesses.
Okay. And then what's the structure as of the business? Are you the sole owner there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how does your credit look?
I think my credit score is around a 700.
Okay. That's pretty good. Do you guys have a line of credit with your bank?
I don't. My mom does.
Okay. Do you have any other business loans out right now?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, I paid cash for everything. My mom wanted to pay cash for everything. I told her it was a bad idea. She kind of hurt me a little bit.
Hmm. So, is she a part owner of the business as well, or she's?
No, she's just my mom. She helps me out from time to time.
Yeah. So, have you ever had any, like, working capital loans or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All cash so far. That's good. So, you started, was she the one that started the restaurants and then you kind of took it over 8 years ago? Is that how it works?
No, my mom lent me the money to buy the original Goodwills 8 years ago, and I paid her back the money that I borrowed from her.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kept growing, and I bought another one, but we sold it to a bank. We used that money to open up our new location.
Okay. Okay. So the program that we have is called Working Capital. It sounds like you're not very familiar with it, but it's a short-term business loan. So it would go completely on the business credit, not
okay.
on your personal credit, right? But okay. It does take your personal credit into consideration, which sounds like it's your credit's pretty good, so that shouldn't be any issue at all. What it's mostly based off of is off of your sales, your gross annual sales. So we can usually get you about 10 to 15%. So I would think anywhere from 180 to maybe 250 that we can get you approved for. You don't have to take the full amount though. If you only need 100,000, you can just take 100,000. You can kind of decide once you get approved how much you actually need or how much you want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it is a short-term business loan, so it would range from anywhere from like 6 months to out to 2 years. We have some programs that go out to 3, but usually for first-time customers, it's going to be usually less than 2 years for the loan.
Okay.
Does that sound like something that would help you guys out? Or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because you guys probably should be turning profit fairly quickly on that, wouldn't you think? Do you know about how long it will take you to start making money at the restaurant?
We should be making money by the end of this year. I just have to see some numbers because we haven't really seen any numbers. I mean, we've seen numbers, but they were really high at the beginning. Like, we were doing like $125,000, $130,000 a month. The first 4 months we were open, and then it kind of just tapered off. And I don't know if it was just where it was a new location and people were excited we were there. And they went back to all their other restaurants. Now this is where we're going to be. We just got to get some things, some figures straightened out so that way we start making money instead of breaking even every month.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you guys doing per month now at this point?
Right around $100,000 a month.
About $100,000
a month?
Okay.
And that's without alcohol. We don't sell alcohol.
Okay. And that's just for this new location, right?
Yes.
Okay. What does your other location do?
About $120,000 a month.
Okay. That's pretty great. Were you thinking about selling alcohol at some point? Is that kind of why you brought that up?
No, ma'am. We have a family restaurant business.
Sure.
We make everything from scratch.
Okay. What kind of food is it?
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, hi, Precious.
Sorry, my dogs are barking.
That's okay. So is there anything that you might be able to do to kind of increase that business or back up to the 120? Have you thought about marketing at all or anything like that?
We did some advertising, radio commercials. We've gotten with the mall and done some promotions with the mall. There's some other things going on this summer, like we're doing cruise-ins for classic cars to get people to come to the restaurant and, you know, see the nice, pretty cars and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Did any of that marketing work for you, or did you get any good conversion rates on that?
Well, the cruise-in we just had got rained out, so we rescheduled it for June. So we'll see how it goes this month, and hopefully we won't get rained out again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, if you're interested in like this working capital program, the only thing that we would need would be a one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and last year's tax return.
Okay.
And because that you okay, so you said that it was two separate LLCs, right? For
yes,
each location?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'll be able to get approved for a better program if you use the LLC that's been around longer, right? Because it takes into consideration your time in business and your sales, which would both
okay.
be better on the original LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's unsecured loan, so you can then transfer it to the other restaurants' LLCs. Or, you know, whatever you need to do with that.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we would just need the bank statements, 6 months of bank statements, last year's tax return, and the application, all for the older LLC, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want me to send you an email, just kind of that quick little list of what we'll need, and I can send you the application there as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have to make an appointment with underwriting to kind of go over everything once you send it in to me. Do you know when you'd be able to get that paperwork back to me?
Probably by, like, Thursday.
By Thursday? Okay, I'll make an appointment for then or for Friday. I'll be out of town next week, so try to get it into me by the end of next week.
I'll be in Texas next week.
Oh, that's cool. On business or personal?
Personal. I'm originally from Texas. I moved to Pennsylvania because my mom helped me get a restaurant, so.
Oh, very cool, very cool. I'll be in Cabo, so taking a little a little vacation, get some warm weather going. But so if you could get that into me by the end of this week, then we can get underwriting started working on it, and then they can handle all that while I'm gone.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
All right. I'll send this over to you in about the next 10 minutes or so, okay?
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.